From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said COVID-19 vaccine will be given to all citizens, without exception, whether they are registered with the Health Care and Social Security Agency or BPJS or not. The president made the statement while handing out working capital assistance of 2.4 million rupiah to merchants at the Bogor Presidential's Palace, West Java, on Friday, as reported by Antaranus. The president said vaccine are for all the people without exception so that Indonesia can return to normal. It is also has nothing to do with the BPJS members. There is an issue that only those who have a BPJS card are going to be vaccinated. The president explained to create communal immunity or herd immunity, a minimum of 70% of Indonesia's population or 182 million people will need to be vaccinated. In commemorating the 70 years of diplomatic relation between Indonesia and China and to promote the tourism economy, the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment held an event, Indonesia-China Tourism and Investment Forum, for 5 key super priority tourism destinations on December 17 to 18, 2020, at the Caldera Lake Toba, North Sumatra. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan to the media on Friday stated that Indonesia has a lot of cooperation with China related to investment. Indonesia has also signed a partnership with Canada to form a sovereign wealth fund in which Canada has contributed an investment fund worth $2 billion.
Sini kita tadi virtual dengan apa Menteri Pariwisatanya dari Tiongkok.
We met Chinese tourism minister virtually. Firstly, it is to strengthen the two countries' relations. Secondly, there are a lot of Indonesian and Chinese cooperation which run well. Then Indonesia gets $2 billion from Canada, and it gave a commitment on Monday. The president signed the RPP for the Sovereign Wealth Fund. The organization has been made, and we found an independent cruise market. Headhunters have been made to search the crew, and the government hopes this organization will be able to mate along with its people in the middle of January next year. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Culture and Tourism of China, Zhang Xu, through virtual channel stated that China agreed to continuously carry out international collaboration to overcome the economic recovery due to the COVID-19 pandemic, promote cooperation in the economic and bilateral trade fields of the two countries, particularly in supporting tourism to increase economic growth and people's welfare. The Indonesia-China Tourism and Investment Forum aims at increasing cooperation between the two countries, which is currently focused on strategic investment, trade, tourism, and health, related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the continuation of infrastructure development that connects production areas with distribution areas, facilitate access to tourism areas, boost new employment opportunities, as well as to accelerate additional values of the Indonesian economy. House Speaker Puan Maharani commended the Indonesian government for sticking to its stance to not open diplomatic relations with Israel, as the country is consistent in supporting Palestinian independence. As quoted by Antaranus agency, Maharani noted in a statement on Friday that as long as Palestine is not independent, Indonesia stands against the Israeli occupation. She also said that the principle of a two-state solution necessitating Palestinians' independence is an absolute requirement that Israel must fulfill. She noted in the absence of Israeli recognition of the Palestinian independence, Indonesia will remain firm in its stance to not open diplomatic relations with Israel. Maharani issued a statement in response to the Israeli media's reports on speculation that Indonesia would be next to follow on the steps of several Arab countries to open diplomatic relations with Israel. Research and Technology Minister Bambang PS Brojonegoro highlighted the government decision to accelerate the clinical trial of the red and white vaccine to ensure mass production for the public by 2021. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Brojonegoro remarked during the roadshow of a mobile PSL2 bus at the Gajah Mada University on Friday, the government has communicated with Biopharma and BPOM. The ministry has issued a ministerial decree to involve Gajah Mada University as one of the institutions developing the red and white vaccine using a recombinant protein platform. Incidentally, University of Gajah Mada uses the recombinant protein. Three vaccine seed developments by Erlangga University, the University of Indonesia, and the Eijkman Institute respectively clock the quickest progress. After receiving the Order of Friendship from President Nguyen Phu Trong and the Medal of Peace and Friendship Among Nations from the Vietnam Union of Friendship Organization, FUFO, Ambassador Ibnu Hadi has again received another award from the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Vietnam. In a press release received by Voice of Indonesia from the Indonesian Embassy in Hanoi, the medal for the cause of culture, sports and tourism was awarded during Ambassador Ibnu Hadi's farewell visit to Minister Nguyen Ngoc Thinh on Thursday afternoon in Hanoi. The medal was given as a form of recognition and appreciation for the role of the Indonesian ambassador in enhancing the promotion of culture, sports and tourism between Indonesia and Vietnam. Minister Thinh stated that throughout 2016 to 2020, Ambassador Ibnu Hadi was one of the ministry's counterparts who was very active and enthusiastic in increasing cultural and sport exchanges and also people-to-people contacts between the two countries. Let's move on to the international news. Health authorities stated Chilean President Sebastian Piñera was slapped with $3,500 fine on Friday after posing for a selfie on the beach with a bystander without wearing a mask as required during the coronavirus pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com, Chile has strict rules on mask wearing in all public places and violations are punishable with sanctions that include fines and even jail terms. Piñera apologized, then turned himself in shortly after the selfie surfaced on social media in early December. South Africa has identified a new variant of the coronavirus that is driving a second wave of infection. The health minister said on Friday, days after Britain said it had also found a new variant of the virus boosting cases. As quoted by Reuters.com, Minister of Health Zweli Mkhize tweeted that his side has convened this public briefing today to announce that a variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, currently termed 501V2 variant, has been identified by the genomic scientists in South Africa. He also explained the evidence that has been collated, therefore strongly suggests that the current second wave they are experiencing is being driven by this new variant. South Africa has recorded the highest number of coronavirus infection in Africa, approaching the 900,000 mark, with over 20,000 related deaths. A resurgence in cases saw the government tighten restrictions on society this week. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. first news comes from Yogyakarta on news from across the country. The main tourist area in Yogyakarta City, Malioboro, has added a number of facilities and infrastructure to support the implementation of health protocols during the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as preparation for the year-end holidays. Head of the Yogyakarta City Tourism Office, Mariustion Tonang in Yogyakarta, said that currently there is a kind of gate in each zone in Malioboro. Apart from the aesthetic needs of the area, the existence of the gate is also used for data collection post and temperature checks for incoming tourists. Each gate is equipped with the QR code, which must be scanned by tourists and check the temperature. Next news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. Makassar City Mayor Rudy Jamaluddin last Tuesday issued a ban on Christmas and New Year 2021 celebration and parties in hotels because they are considered prone to causing crowds and potentially violating health protocols. According to him, this is important to do so that cases do not spike due to Christmas and New Year celebration. Especially at this time, the number of confirmed positive cases continues to increase. Mayor Rudy has instructed security forces of Makassar City to formulate strategic steps by tightening supervision in the fields. Last news comes from Batam Riau Island. The government has designated the two outer islands located in Batam Municipality, Riau Island, as a pilot project to accelerate the handling of the outer small island assets. Regional Secretary of Batam City, Jeffrey Din Hamid, after participating in the coordination meeting of the Integrated Agrarian Reform Task Force throughout the Riau Island province, last Tuesday said that the two pilot islands are Batu Berhenti and Pelampung. Both are located in the Belakang Padang district, which faces Singapore. Meanwhile, head of the National Land Agency Office of the Riau Island, Askani, said that the National Coordination Meeting had decided, among other things, to accelerate the identification of islands. He hopes to get the pattern for solving problems in forest areas, transmigration and water areas, as well as small islands. Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History starts from an event on December 19, 2006, on National Defense Day. Former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, through Presidential Decree No. 28-2006, determined December 19th as National Defense Day. Because on December 19, 1948, the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia was formed by Mr. Syafruddin Prawiranegara in West Sumatra. At that day, national heroes took risk on their life to defend the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia amid the second Dutch military aggression. Next event was in 1961 on People's Triple Command Day. Trikora Day is a special national day to commemorate 2 years of conflict, which was launched by Indonesia to unite Papuan region in the western part into the Republic of Indonesia. On December 19, 1961, First President Sukarno announced the implementation of Trikora in Yogyakarta Square. Trikora consisted of first thwarting the establishment of the puppet state of Papua made in the Netherlands, second, hoisting the red and white in West Irian of Indonesia, and third, preparing for mass mobilization to maintain the independence and unity of the homeland and the nation. The last event is that in 1997, Silk Air 185 crashed around Palembang. On December 19, 1997, Singaporean commercial airplane Silk Air 185 Boeing 737-300, which carried out 97 passengers and 7 crews, crashed in Musi River, Palembang, South Sumatra. All passengers and crews were killed. In a few days, the black box was found and brought to the United States. The U.S. authority announced that the accident occurred due to pilot suicide. But the article of Professor Utarjo Dhiran, former Chief of Security National Committee of Transportation, entitled Silk Air 185, The Untold Story, published another story of the cause of the accident. Professor Dhiran, who was involved in the investigation, viewed that the accident was related to the condition of the Boeing airplane. He did not mention the suicide indication at all. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Manusia tercipta sempurna. Perjuangkan harga dirimu dan raihlah citamu. Dengan tekad kita bisa. Kita kuat, kita hebat. Aku kamu, kita istimewa. Kita kuat, kita semua hebat, bangkit kembali meraih mimpi. Kesalahan, kegagalan hidupmu jadikan pelajaran yang berharga. Jangan salahkan
kembali meraih.
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is targeting to save foreign exchange of $1.8 billion from reducing imports of fuel oil equivalent to 77,000 barrels of oil per day due to the use of battery-based electric motorized vehicle in 2030. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif, in the public launching of the program in Jakarta, said that this target is one of the programs in the initial scenario of a grand energy design being prepared by the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. The target can also reduce CO2 emission by 1.1 million tons of CO2 by 2038. On the same occasion, the coordinating minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, emphasized that the Indonesian government is very serious in encouraging the implementation of the battery-based electric motor vehicle policy. This policy is expected to be one of the strategic steps in economic recovery in the midst of a pandemic, as well as an effort to improve the quality of health through a pollution-free environment. He also invited all ministries, institutions, local governments, and state-owned enterprises to become pioneers in the use of battery-based electric motorized vehicle, especially as operational vehicle within the scope of their respective agencies. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has initiated the preparation of a special website for battery-based electric motorized vehicle to access data and information related to these types of vehicle. In addition, the Ministry of Home Affairs has also mobilized all governors in Indonesia to issue a governor regulation which regulates the provision of incentives, participation in public launching, and the use of the battery-based electric motorized vehicle for office, operational, and public transport. The Ministry of Transportation has pioneered the use of battery-based electric motorized vehicle as official vehicle within the Ministry of Transportation since last Wednesday. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Found the one. Look at me.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Arada was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, besides being famous for its natural beauty, Sumba in East Nusa Tenggara has also another natural beauty, namely a waterfall that is still very natural. One of them is the Lapopu Waterfall, located in Lapopu Village, Wanokaka District, in the Manupe Tanah Daru National Park area. This waterfall is like a spring and a paradise hidden in the hot sun and dry air in West Sumba. Lapopu Waterfall is different from other waterfalls. This waterfall has steps before reaching the pool. This waterfall is approximately 90 meters high. Lapopu Waterfall is a mandatory destination for visitors who travel overland to explore the exoticism of Sumba Island from west to east. For those of you who want to visit Lapopu Waterfall, you must take into the account the time, because the best time is the dry season from May to October. During these months, the water discharge is not too large, so it is appropriate to be enjoyed. Listener, once you arrive at the waterfall entrance, you must register first at the National Park Guard Post by paying an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiahs. There are toilet and changing room facilities. To reach the location of the waterfall, visitors still have to walk about 500 meters along the banks of the Lapopu River with rocky terrain and a slightly downhill road. On the way, you will also pass a wooden bridge, which is rather fragile and can only be passed by a maximum of 2 people. The beauty of Lapopu Waterfall is indeed extraordinary. The water is very clear and turquoise, adding to the beauty of this tourism spot. You can also feel the fresh flow of the waterfall by swimming in the natural pool formed from the Lapopu Waterfall. Listeners, you can rent a vehicle to get to the Lapopu Waterfall, because there is no public transportation to get to this waterfall. The distance from Waikabubak, which is the capital of West Sumba, to the Lapopu Waterfall is approximately 30 kilometers. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Mengapa selalu Semakin ku menyangkal itu, semakin menghujam semua tentangmu. Mengapa rindu? Semakin menghujam semua tentangmu.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, Desa Bersemi means a clean, healthy, and independent village that has been running since 2015 in the area around the factory of one of the international scale lubricants producers located in Marunda, Bekasi. Several groups of residents in Pantai Makmur Village and Segara Makmur Village in Marunda have actually benefited from the program. The Desa Bersemi program generally focuses on integrated waste management with the application of circular economy principles by involving the community to skillfully process organic and non-organic waste into products that are economically valuable, using them to minimize the impact on the environment. The activities of the Desa Bersemi include the development of the Sustainable Food House Area (KRPL) by optimizing delimited residential land for residents, saving waste at the waste bank, making creative handicrafts from waste materials, producing compost and liquid fertilizer, and converting plastic waste into fuel through the pyrolysis process. Listener, the trust of Bersemi villagers is getting higher because the products from Desa Bersemi have been able to be marketed in several marketplaces and can be obtained online through social media. This program has successfully benefited around 200 families and trained 70 cadres who are ready to develop similar programs to other villages. The Desa Bersemi program, which involves the community in the villages of Segara Makmur and Pantai Makmur, keeps being developed with various trainings to strengthen participant groups, improve product quality, develop markets, and raise awareness and a wider range of community participation.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present you a keroncong song entitled Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu. The song, which was composed by Budiman BJ, tells about someone's struggles to get off sadness because of being hurt by someone. It is not easy to believe again in someone who has hurt her. Even though she did not want to sink into sadness, she tried to get back up. The accompaniment of flute music, which is thick enough in this song, is able to describe a very deep sadness. The song gives a message that we should be careful and not easily hurt others around us. Listener, here is Tati Supangat with keroncong song entitled Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu.
Ujung senja kau datang cuma seperti hari-hari yang lalu sebelum kau sakiti hatiku dunia tanpa sama redunya mata hari, kau ungkap cerita lama lagi, tak mungkin bagiku kan percaya bujuk dan rayu. Seribu kata manis kau ucapkan untuk menghapus luka dalam dada. Namun hatiku terlanjur luka karena engkau jujur. Kini tinggal puing berserakan. Biarkan malam gelap berlalu hingga hari kau renggu hati yang
kini tinggal puing berserakan. Biarkan malam gelap berlalu hingga hari
Voice of Indonesia.
Selamat pagi malam.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.